Stand ready. We are now recording.
All right. The meeting will come to order, and let's begin with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Monday, April 25th, 2022. This is a live public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin board at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Ms. Light?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Absent.
Ms. Rohrbach?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Absent.
You have a
plan,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thanks. We've got this will take us about 60 seconds here. review vouchers. Does anyone have any questions? It was a small list. There are only eight pages in the vouchers.
Yeah.
Are we all caught up? Do you know? Are there other people that were waiting for them to send in vouchers?
Let me see.
We'd St. Clair, we had IPP Solar, and Ceranium. Those are the only things we've had recently.
Yeah, I don't have everything in for St. Clair yet. I have John's here. Okay. McDonald usually sends, they all send once a month, but like at different times. So sometimes they come in like right after we have a meeting.
Yeah, but it's not a big backlog. We're almost all caught.
Oh, no.
Okay, anyone else have any comments or questions? Okay, and then we have our meeting minutes of February 21st, not yet ready for review. And then we have the St. Clair Real Estate Resolution, which is Resolution 2022-02, Version 2. Is that right, John? That's the latest?
Correct. Version 2 is the latest. And the correction is, I don't know how, I left Heidi Rohrbach off of the vote, and obviously I left her off the vote, so I left her off voting on the memorialization. So we have to add her name in alphabetical order right before she.
Okay. Okay. But hey, you got a comment, right? You had a chance to read it?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Heidi was the one who told me that I left her off.
Okay. Does anyone else have any comments or?
No.
Okay. So eligible members, it's Lewis, Light, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Rohrbach, and it's all of us, right? 1, 2, 3, 4 mm-hmm. of us. Everyone here? Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution, please.
Motion to
adopt. And second?
Second.
And Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Ms. Light?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Ms. Rohrbach?
Yes.
And Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Please, I'll get this thing out in the final version later this evening, could you?
Sounds good, and I will have it published tomorrow.
Baby.
And Denise, what do we have coming down? I know there's a couple that you told me about were in the pipeline, right?
Yes,
1734 Route 31, applicant seeking site plan to demolish existing office building.
Yes.
Where is that 1734?
That's the brick building that is perpendicular to the road. It's where Ben Brook's office used to be.
Okay. So up 31.
Tapio owns that property.
Yeah, okay.
And they had actually, interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, they had a meeting with board professionals, and they were proposing keeping that building there, building another office building at the front part of the lot, and then behind that, they wanted to build, like, a tire repair. Yeah.
Oh, they came to us. They were before us.
They came to the board. That wasn't just professional. They started that application and
yes,
never finished
right.
it.
And then they withdrew it.
Right.
Now I remember.
It's my opinion that when they came in, there was another case right before them that same night, and we were not giving it away that night. You know, we were a little bit hard on the other, on the first case. So, you know, what's the justification for this? Tell us why you think this is, et cetera. And then I think DiSapio got cold feet and said, you know, we don't have a great case here. And I think they...
I don't think it was just that. The proposed architecture was not satisfactory. The board members let them know that and told them that if they wanted any shot of getting an approval, they'd have to redesign it. And whoever the lessee was, whatever business was going to go in there, apparently wanted just their, you know, cookie-cutter design, and they weren't willing to do it. I think that's what happened.
It was their corporate standard.
Yes, thank you, whoever said that.
Oh, yeah. This is February of 19 we saw them. Gary Dean, DiSapio, Jess Simmons, I've got all the names here. Beth McManus was the planner on that one. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one. And the other one I had notes on, Ryan and Harley Kelson, Cokesbury Road. Is that just is that a residential?
Residential variance.
Okay. 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 And just see, I know, I think I told you already, I'm not going to be here
for the next meeting.
In May. I'll be away. David Pfeffer said he will be here for that
case,
so I'll be away on vacation on for that one.
I mean, you're retired, you can't go on vacation.
This being my third vacation already. We're going to Peru, actually. We're going hiking in the Andes.
Oh,
that's what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, real vacation this time. Not just,
we could have the meeting there.
There's no signal. There's not a lot. I just tell you one other quick thing. My daughter and her new husband are working their way down to Peru. They got married in Florida in March. They both quit their jobs, you know, 30 years old. They're going to take 8 weeks and work their way down. He said, life is odd. He got bit by a dog a couple days ago. And they don't have rabies certificates there. He goes, what do I do? And so they had to go and get a rabies shot.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not in the stomach anymore, which is good. It's in his, I think he said in his arm, but he's got to get four shots on specific dates. And he called ahead to the next village they're supposed to go to, and they said, we can't give you a rabies shot. We don't have that kind of food. They're in Guatemala now. And so they've got to stay where they are for another couple of days, because the current village can give them a rabies shot, and then when they get to Lima, I guess we'll work it out to get a...
That changes the whole plan.
Yeah.
The only good news from that story is that your daughter didn't get bit.
Yeah, I guess so.
But don't cut up to your son-in-law.
Yeah, it was.
He's
the
new son of Boston.
he's on probation still.
You didn't have anything to do with this.
You know what? You don't realize this was a test that Tom arranged.
I was thinking along the same lines.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, they have some amazing things. John, I'll send you some pictures that they took of this hike they did. It's just amazing. But anyway.
Yeah, send them.
All right. Anyone else have anything for
the
good?
Did we vote on the vouchers?
We don't vote on them.
No.
We had a long debate about this some weeks back, because people said they don't really know what they're voting on, what exactly we're approving. We debated this at some length, and sort of the compromise we came up with was we'll put it on the agenda, and if anyone has any questions, this would be the time to raise it. And if someone says, hey, this one looks funny, then we'll say, all right, you know, don't pay that one.
Okay.
We'll explain that the reason for that the municipal land use law has a whole administrative mechanism for escrow billings. And that is, if an applicant is dissatisfied, they have to file for this thing called remediation with the governing body. That's not resolved. They have the right to appeal to the Construction Board of Appeals. So there's nothing really, if you have one of the boards start approving things, it basically adds something that people can appeal from, number one. But number two, it's legally not required. So the board figured it's better that, look, these are board professionals. The board should be aware of what's happening. If they think something looks a little out of the ordinary, they should ask a question about it. And if they think it's so bad, they could suggest that the professional revise the billing, but there's nothing technically or formally for the board to approve.
Well, we have raised questions, and there was one a couple of years ago. I saw a bill from some professionals working with us, which I thought were way out of line, and I called them. I told them, we're not paying this. We paid them half of what they billed us for. And
by the way, for the record, it wasn't me.
That professional is no longer
They don't work for us any longer. Yeah.
Let's not say anything else, but let's just say that was one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Not that particular instance, but in general.
Right. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. They were heavy, let's say, heavy billers.
Yeah. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Take care, John.
Bye.
We should meet this way more often.